The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, this is Radio City Talk. We've had 24 hours to digest the news about Steven Gerrard. Hung up the boots, of course he has. What happens next for him? Let's have a chat with correspondent with joe.co.uk, Tony Barrett. Morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, well, first thoughts about him deciding to sort of retire from playing. I think, you know, we had him on the Legends a few weeks ago, and he was still in a little bit of a state of thinking, you know, that it would be hard to separate himself from the dressing room and, you know, the day-to-day routine of being a player. When do you think he actually made the final decision that that was it for him?
I think it's like with a lot of the top players, it's that slide towards and those acknowledgements along the way that this might be the last season, that you're not really looking for a club beyond the one you're at, and all those kind of things. And Stephen, when he was at home last Christmas, sat down with the national press at the time, and he said that this was likely to be his last season. So there is no surprise involved. And I know he spoke and he said there was a couple of games of late in MLS where he didn't feel he was playing as he would want to. And I think to Stephen, being the kind of player he is, he would be honest about that, as the admission suggests. But that would also have hurt him. I think if you haven't been a great player, you can carry on playing for as long as you like. But I think when you've been a great player who scale the heights of European football, I think when your power start diminishing, I think that would hurt you more than most. So I think he's going out the right time. I don't think there's anything to be gained by carrying on. He's achieved pretty much everything he would have wanted to. When you go back, he's a young lad growing up in height. And you would have said to him, this will be your career, and you get to your mid-30s, you will have had a couple of years in the USA, and then that'll be the time to do everything else. I think he would have signed up there and then, as would every young boy in the city. So he's had the career of his dreams in almost every respect. So I think it's the right time for him to go out, and it's the right time for him to start looking at doing something else in football.
He's been the ultimate role model for youngsters across this city, hasn't he? I mean, we can talk about world football, but I think let's be selfish as Liverpool fans and people in Liverpool and Merseyside. He has really lived the dream, and we've all watched and loved, and, you know, even not Liverpool fans, football fans have just had to admire this man.
Well, that's it for me. I mean, for me, it comes from that great tradition of Liverpool street footballers, and I think like Wayne Rooney, Jamie Carragher, Peter Reid. There's so many of them who you know, if they're not playing for Liverpool or Everton, that they would be playing for someone in the Saturday or Sunday league, given absolutely everything. But the difference with these fellas is they were blessed with the kind of ability that allowed them to pretty much conquer the world. And as you say, footballers don't have to be role models, but some of them become it because of the way they play, because of the way they conduct themselves on and off the pitch. And Steven Gerrard has fallen into that category, not just for a few years, but pretty much the entirety of his career. And it's kids throughout the city who look up to him and aspire to him and want to be like him. And that, for me, is the greatest thing of all. And you can go on about trophies and winning this on and winning that on it, but if at the end of your career you've had a generation, and maybe more than one generation, of kids who want to be you, who want to do what you've done, I think then you can look back on your career and say, I've done something really special there. And Steven Gerrard definitely falls into that category.
The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
I remember still when Stevie came first time to first team training with us. And when I saw him first time, I was thinking that what kind of player is this? He already then had the attributes in his game that I thought that he can be a great player in the future. And he had the fire in his eyes, and you know, he was working so hard to get there. And I'm glad that he made it. And he made a great career, and people ask me sometimes that who's the best player I played with, and sometimes it's difficult to say because I don't want to offend anyone. But I've always said Steven Gerrard, and I don't think any who played with Stevie, I think nobody gets offended, because they would probably say the same.
Sammy, you obviously recognised his talents as a player. Do you see him doing the same sort of job and the same sort of level as maybe a coach or as a manager?
I think you all know that it's not that simple. You know, when I turn to the other side of business, I realise as well that it's not that simple. That when you have a good playing career, that the coaching side is easy. Of course, he has a lot to give to the next generation and to other players of his visions and of his character. But it's not that easy. And
If he was to ring you up, Sammy, what kind of advice would you give him? Because you've obviously been in that sort of position yourself.
I would say, don't give up. Learn from your mistakes. I think that's the same.
The trouble is, Sam, you get sacked if you make mistakes these days, don't you?
Yeah, I know. But I think nowadays in the business, there's no patience at all. So you have to remember that when you take the coaching role or manager's role, then you have to be prepared that if there's no results. Reason for another, then you are the one to blame, and you have to take your responsibility. So that's tough sometimes because there's many things which take part if you are successful or not as a team or as a club, and if you are not, then you take the blame, and if you are successful, then the team is very good.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Right, I think we needed a ray of sunshine in the studio this morning, and we got it in a full dose when Timo came in.
He's like a whirlwind, isn't he?
He's like the happiest man in Liverpool at the moment, but he came in moaning about the fact that people weren't happy enough outside, the general public.
Yeah.
Everyone he passed. Morning, Timo.
Morning.
Everyone you passed, you'd say, good morning, how are you? And they'd be like, yeah, all right.
No, not even all right. It's not bad. It's like there's a common thing at the moment where everyone's just saying, I'm not bad, and surely they must be better than not bad. And then when I came in here, someone said, very well. They announced that the day is going. And I've just walked through town.
That was our producer, Matthew, who said very well to you.
He said very well, and I held his arm and like told him sincerely, like a scene off Titanic, that I was really, I was made up that he'd said very well.
What do you want people to say to you when you say, how are you?
Good.
Good. Good.
Yeah, you know, you walk through town, there's people sleeping in doorways and people like without food on the table, and we're going to work and waking up in warm houses and people are saying not bad, not good enough.
We need to raise that.
Yeah.
Raise the level to that's good.
A, yes, please do.
To be fair, he is a ray of sunshine.
He's right,
isn't
he? He is right.
No, absolutely. Well done, Matty, our producer, who literally went against the entire population of the city to produce a good. Okay, and the other thing we were talking about was our love of dogs.
Yeah.
So your dog is called
Rupert.
Yeah,
my
dog is Ray.
Yeah,
and we have another dog in the studio,
Lawrence. Lawrence is Roxy. Yeah.
Roxy.
Ah,
I'm the only cat person in the studio.
cats don't work. Can't associate with cats.
That'll look a disappointment for the Timo's face there.
Yes. Anyway, Timo's been building up for his big gig tonight all week. You've been looking ahead to this one tonight because it's a whopper, isn't it? What have you got on?
Yeah, we're doing Camp and Furnace. We've got ourselves playing. We've got a band called The Israites, a young band who. It's great, you know, we always try and get a young band on, give them a go, you know what I mean? It's not that they need a go, you know, but it's good to come and play on a big stage and get the sounds and get them to level 10 on their amplifiers. We've got the Shipbuilders playing, who are mates of ours, really nice lads, really good bands. Then we've got Andy Carroll DJing after us, and then Rubik's DJs closing the night off, and it's all a tenner. So, yeah, Camp and Furnace tonight.
Should be an absolutely brilliant... Is that part of the Laces Out thing, or is that just finished?
No,
this is separate?
That was last week.
Is that last week?
Yeah,
so
I do like Laces Out. It's very good. This is separate from that.
Right, it's just its own thing.
Yeah.
The Israites.
Yeah.
That's because this goes back to what we were talking about. We talk about
We found a band called The Buttes.
Oh, yeah.
Which we thought was a fantastically scouse name. They were good as well, you know. Well, I'm sure they still are, whatever they do. But The Israites is obviously a very scouse band name as well.
Edgar used to be in a band called The Israites in, like, the 90s. I've seen them once, I think, or heard them on a tape. And then when I met Shay, and I said to him, you know, what's your band? And he said, The Israites. And I went, are you doing a band with Edgar? And he said, no, it's our band. So they haven't got a space between Is and Right, I don't think. So The Israites. Yeah.
So there can be no argument
about it. No argument.
I like the local phraseology thing, though, isn't it? The Buttes, the Israites, the...
But it's better than every...
It's the boys.
Do you know, it's better than, like, I don't know, the 90s when every band just tried to be American, do you know what I mean? There was a phrase when I started where everyone was singing in American accents and everyone was trying to play, like, I don't know, sounds coming over. Mm. So I think the more you can kind of localise your music, better, really, because it's being proud of where you come from and it's being a product of where you come from as well, which is what your music should be.
Is Christmas busy for the T Street Band?
No, thankfully.
Have you just sort of scrubbed it out on the calendar? Gigs allowed?
This year we had no festivals, thankfully. We had a year off from doing festivals because we've just been at it for a long time. It's tiring, you know, and people like Lee's got a couple of kids and, you know, and we've all got families and that. So, you know, it's nice to have the summer off and then Christmas, you know, try and spend as much time with us with your family or with people who you know. So to have the gig off, no gigs, do it in November. Have some time off.
Steve Hobbsall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, we've got a slightly one-sided fan Friday today. Mickey couldn't make it at the last moment. Never mind. Jay the Red is with us on an important day for all Reds. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yes. So yesterday's news, we reflected on it over the past hour or so with a variety of people. Just give us your thoughts on Steven Gerrard, his playing career at Liverpool, and perhaps how you'd sum him up on the field.
Well, obviously, he was just an incredible footballer, wasn't he? But it wasn't just about his footballing ability. It was everything else that he brought to the plate. I mean, he lived all of our dreams, didn't he? Captained Liverpool at such a young age and went on to win the European Cup, the big one, and you know, obviously, his heart's always been at Liverpool, and I don't think he ever really wanted to leave, did he? And we're finding it out now, aren't we, where he was offered the MK Dons job, and he's simply not going to take it because he's obviously holding out to get a Liverpool position, isn't he, at the club? And, you know, what a fantastic footballer he's been, one of the greatest ever, not just for Liverpool, but, you know, in footballing terms, in the footballing world. You'd only have to see the amount of people who have come out, you know, great players, ex-players, ex-managers who've come out and give him, you know, a massive, you know, applaud of the achievements that he's had in the game and the way he's performed and what he's given to football in general, really. And, you know, it's a sad day. It was always a sad day. But, I mean, obviously, when he left Liverpool, that was when he retired for me because, you know, going to play his football in the MLS, it was just, you know, prolonging the inevitable, really, wasn't it? And but it was a sad day yesterday when the announcement came. But, you know, you've got to remember him for fantastic times that he gave us. Istanbul, you know, the Millennium Stadium, Wembley, he won all the trophies that you can name other than the Premier League title, and it's just unfortunate that's the one that he'd probably, you know, he'll blame himself for. It was only the slip, but, you know, when you analyse that season, you know, he won games for Liverpool as well, so, you know, it's ups and downs, isn't it? But what a fantastic ambassador he's been for the game.
He lived the dream, that was the first thing you said, and of course for thousands of other young Scousers, they'd want to do the same, wouldn't you? And the fans themselves are waiting almost with anticipation on either side of the park to see a next Steven Gerrard.
Well, that's it. You know, Liverpool have had great players over the years and people say Kenny Dalglish is our greatest ever player. But Kenny Dalglish is Scottish. Steven Gerrard's a Scouser, born and bred. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's never been a better Scouse footballer than Steven Gerrard, has there? And I don't think we'll ever see one like him ever again either.
Well, you say that. You can only hope, though, that something of some sort of ilk comes along. What he has done is he inspired a local community as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, we've still had very good Scouse players at the club. I mean, you know, you look back to Phil Thompson and obviously, you know, we've had Jamie Carragher as well, but they're not on the level of what Steven Gerrard was. He was unique. He was special. He was a captain. He was a leader. And, you know, obviously, it is a sad time, but I'm sure he'll be back at the club very soon.
Absolutely. Let's have a look at the weekend's football in action. Liverpool against Sunderland. It's a game that they shouldn't take lightly. Jürgen was asked about this yesterday.
Well, yeah, obviously no games in the Premier League are easy, are they? And Sunderland have done quite well recently. They've won two on the spin, I think it is. And obviously they had a good victory last week against Hull. But if you analyse the game, you analyse the stats, I think Hull had about 17 chances. I think 10 on target as well. He just couldn't score. And I think Sunderland have got a very good goalkeeper in that, Jordan Pickford. But, you know, like I say, on another day, Hull could have scored 2 or 3 themselves. So when you break it all down, you look at the way Liverpool are performing. And, yeah, OK, we drew a blank last week at Southampton. But on another day, it could have been 3 or 4. And no one could have complained. We just didn't have our shooting boots on. And, let's hope that we have on Saturday, because Sunderland are the type of team that in the past have done quite well at Anfield, to be fair to them. And we all know what David Moyes is like. He'll probably come and try and park the bus a little bit and make it a little bit physical. He very rarely comes to play, does he, in the big games, even for the better clubs. But, you know, because Anacheby scored a couple of goals for them lately, he's probably going to lead the line, isn't he, with Defoe? So if they go two up top against Liverpool, then all the best.
So are you expecting another rout?
I don't see any reason why not. I mean, you look at Sunderland, they're down at the bottom and they're there for a reason. I don't think David Moyes is the worst manager in the world, but I do think he's a very negative manager as well. And like I say, if he's going to come to Anfield and play two up front purely based on the form of the two centre-forwards, then, you know, like it should really open the game up, especially in midfield for Liverpool to dictate. And, you know, let's be honest, Liverpool can score at will against most teams, and let's hope that's the case on Saturday.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.